Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 216 Block. Well, let's go ahead, and we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African Rio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott-Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution. Because it will happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touchscreens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and we'll use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip hop. That is hip hop.
Yes, indeed. That is hip hop. And welcome, welcome, welcome back once again. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 4. That's Chapter 3, Verse 4 of Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That man is an acronym, abbreviation, music, activism, news. I'll be getting to that 216-203 phone number very shortly, that 216-203 phone number. I'm going to just let people know how they can end up on the phone lines just like you. And the reason that they can do that is we've been blessed. They can use that phone number of 646-478-0944. That is, of course, 646-478-0944. And once we get through a few of our disclaimers, we'll go to that 216-203 phone number. And then, of course, we'll go to that 216-224 phone number. And then after that, we'll go to that 216-965 phone numbers. So with being said, this is like one of the fastest hours of the week, and it's a blessing. So everybody get your, like, points in order so we can get through everything rather rapidly. So I'll give you your three disclaimers. And disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So please have your pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any info you hear. Disclaimer number two, very important. If you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Bookie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I promise I'll listen. I'm not sure how long, but I promise you that I will listen. Disclaimer number three, which is very important. You press one to talk, but Blog Talks worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to talk, stay silent and you'll go back on hold, but we hope that you talk, because that's what helps make this show up completely. So without further ado, I'm going to that 216-203 phone number first. Hey, you held on real patient. 216-203, what's going on with you this evening?
Hello, Mr. Porter. Well, I missed you last week. And I'm so glad to have you back, because I'm willing to learn. And I've learned so many things from your show.
Thank you so much, because we really miss being here, so thank you. And is there anything else you'd like to add this fine evening?
No, I just listen, and I love the revolution. And if you get the chance, bring it on the boogie.
Hey, I do my best to get that on for you, and thank you so much for that. And with that being said, I just continue to hold. We'll be able to get something off of you shortly. That 216-224 phone number, 216-224, you're on live. How are you? Okay, then. That 216-224, you might just be holding on to listen, so that's fine. We appreciate that. And one thing, if I come to you and you're just listening and you don't want to speak, but later on you hear something and you say, wait a minute, I can add something to that, feel free to definitely call back in. I'll know you wish to speak then, and I'll pick it up. But now here's this other number I'm looking at. It's a 216-965 phone number. 216-965, is there something you'd like to share with us? That's cool. That's a blessing right there. 216-965. Beautiful to have people who are listening. So I'll tell you what I'll do. Before I'm going to play a track, but I don't get a chance to sometimes tell people what's going on or different artists or things like that. So I'm going to take the time real quick to just let people know a top 10 artists who are making noise in our streets. A little bit of everybody has made the list. Number 10 all the way up to number 1. Of course, number 10, Ms. Shy Kisses. Number 9, Monica Phillips, The Love You Song, beautiful gospel track. Number 8, a band from Akron by the name of Serene. I'll get into what made them so unique and the lengths that they're going to create a major buzz in our area. Number 7, Miss Chocolate Cake. Number 6 was Ballhead Fred, Touch You. Number Emacs The Image from Varsity Music. Number 4, Owners from Smooth Gotti. Number 3, Blame Boogie, HGS Music, and Michael Jackson. Number 2, The Revolution Will Not Be Webcast, which featured, of course, DJ Tech of the legendary hip-hop and R&B on the 216 block, HGS Music. Number 1, Sir Knock, making noise on 107.9. He has a street buzz. I'm going to play a particular track. When I come back through, get a chance to get into a couple of things on what's going on with, of course, the name of Sir Knock, and why I just have to at least give you a couple of things on what's going on with him and how he can represent our region in a positive and beautiful way. So with that being said, I think I'll play the request, and I'll be right back shortly. You're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, and getting that request out of the way right now.
So you want to blame me?
You, Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist. Traded 2 chains for 1 gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on black or black crime. Don't blame it on Art McCoy. Don't blame it on OPN. Don't blame it on Ernest Smith. Blessed with a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job law. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and a convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is. Don't blame it on Donna Brown. Don't blame it on Ken Lancey. Don't blame it on HJF. Don't blame it on GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, St. Moore Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rosa Terry. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Don't blame it on Suave Gotti. Don't blame it on Shakespeare. Don't blame it on E-Max. Don't blame it on 1008. Don't blame it on Tech Record. Don't blame it on Voice It Radio. Don't blame it on G.I. Don't blame it on Be No Good. Don't blame it on Steve Gambit. Don't blame it on Karma Delay. Don't blame it on Beat Switch. Don't blame it on Urban Survival. Don't blame it on Black House. Don't blame it on Panther Party. And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Please don't blame my mama. And if you want to call in, you got something to say, you can reach us at 646-478-0944. We appreciate all of our listeners. I want to let people know before I get into anything else, you have to keep your word a little bit. So with that being said, I would never, and remember I said I would go to what's causing Sir Knock to get this type of street buzz. And I want to let you know right now, I would never in my right mind support 107 Swine, I mean 107.9 of Radio 1. I have to ask you to go to Z1079 Cleveland Online to vote for Sir Knock, number 27 on the list. No, I'm not asking for you to vote for Sir Knock to be played on 107.9. That would go almost like way against and out of character. But see, Sir Knock is on the number 27 number on the list, and you'd be voting for Sir Knock to make it on the red carpet at the NAACP Image Awards. That's right. He's been one of the people nominated to represent Cleveland, Ohio at the NAACP Image Awards, which is coming up very shortly. Now, this man, in my opinion, deserves to be at the awards to represent our city because he speaks in schools, talks to children and youth about respect. He talks to adults. He speaks on conservation and recycling, breaks down the chemicals that are in black and miles. He's performed not only at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop festivals, in and out of state, in front of dignitaries, and has won awards. If you want to get more info, and if you want to find out what I'm talking about, you can feel free to go to YouTube and type in SIRNOCS Star Civic Awards. You just go in and type in the SIRNOCS Rockstar Civic Awards. And then once you see it, it's about a minute and 10 seconds because I would not want to ask you to take a look at something or just go vote blindly. But when you check it out, you realize that he has made and earned several important awards for what he's done in the community. That is a major plus when it comes down to it and representation of your area. So please feel free to check that out. You go to Z1079 Cleveland Online, Sir Knock is number 27. He would be going to represent hip-hop in our area at the NAACP Image Awards. So please feel free to back him up. Still sounds degrading and nasty to speak on anything positive with 107 Swine, but it would be beautiful if they could get something right. I see the number that popped up here is a 216-224 phone number. I'm going to go here, and we're going to take a look out and see if there's anything that 216-224 would like to share with us this evening. Hey, I appreciate you all. 216-224 number for definitely calling in to hear what's going on. So I tell you what, before I get into events and all of that, play another song, I want to get into one of the main things that I wanted to talk about and didn't get a chance to last week. And it's a very important subject because I know you thought corporations were just shipping jobs overseas. Well, companies have found people right here at home who work for as little as 93 cents an hour and can't strike or take vacations. They're called prisoners. That's right. U.S. House Representative Trey Rado, District 19 Republican, is a congressman who was convicted of drug possession. Spent a month in rehab and then went right back to work. Now, let's think about this one. All right? District 19 Republican, with a congressman who was convicted of drug possession, spend a month in rehab and then go back to work. All right. Well, the half million, that's right, the 500,000 non-congressmen still behind bars for nonviolent drug offenses could do the same thing. I mean, less consideration that Mark Ciavarella Jr., a 61-year-old former judge in Pennsylvania, was sentenced to nearly 30 years in prison for selling young juveniles for cash. He was convicted of accepting money in exchange for incarcerating thousands of adults and youth, a.k.a. children, to a prison facility owned by a developer who was paying him under the table. The kickbacks were more than $1 million. Now, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned some 4,000 convictions issued by him between 2003 and 2008, claiming he violated constitutional rights of juveniles, including the right to legal counsel and the right to intelligently enter a plea. Some he sentenced were as young as 10 years old. Ciavarella was convicted of racketeering, money laundering, and tax evasion. He had to pay $1.2 million in restitution. His Kids for Cash program revealed that corruption is within our prison system, mostly driven by the growth in private prisons, seeking profits by any means necessary. Now, in Ohio prisons, the prisons will have 51,601 inmates by June the 30th of this year. But that would be way more than the 38,500 capacity. Inmate suicides and homicides are up, and assaults against guards and staff doubled last year. Ohio corrections directors, though, seems to have some unique ideas, as Gary Moore would rather open mothball prison wings rather than open new prisons, and it also wants judges to release nonviolent offenders who serve 80% of their sentence. One thing I've noticed is he's not pushing for more privatized prisons. That led to the case in Pennsylvania. Now, this is something to think about real quick, because private prisons are privately owned prisons where a third party offers to run a prison much cheaper than the state can. Now, proponents of privately run prisons say cost savings give them an advantage over state-run prisons. but a study by the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics. That's right, the Bureau of Justice Statistics found the cost savings as promised by the private prisons never materialized. Evidence of a nationwide study showed that lower staff levels in training private prisons led to 49% more assaults on guards by inmates and 65% more assaults. That's 65% more assaults on inmates and more escapes. Would definitely explain why the Presbyterian Church, that's right, the Presbyterian Church, the United Methodist Church, and other activists have called on a moratorium to stop private prison construction or abolish it altogether. Speaking of abolish, the end of the Civil War in 1861 abolished slavery. But, you know, Mississippi figured out a way to get money off former slaves during Reconstruction period. If a black person would spit on the ground, walked on train tracks, leaned over on a fence, they would automatically be arrested and put in prison for years. Since the state couldn't use slaves to pick cotton, they switched infrastructures and changed over to having inmates work for factories and other industries. You know, the excuse given at that time before the government finally stepped in years later was that inmates were merely paying off their debt to society. 7 years of hard factory labor for throwing a rock is a heck of a price to pay. With that being said, because we do suffer for, of course, a lack of information, I want to let people know that, of course, we do a lot of nice things on here, but I want to definitely let people know that there are other things going on. And one of those things, I'll run down three. That's why I say have everything together. You know, we have our Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings every Wednesday, 7 p.m., that's Cleveland Standard Time, at 14660 Euclid Avenue. That's the Euclid and Lee Road intersection at the McCall's Meeting Room, first floor. Also, you can join us on a Wednesday, voiceofradio.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's from 3 to 4 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. And, of course, Blog Talk Radio, one of the nicest programs that's out for poetry to other things like that. Get some things off your chest. Go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Gordon Wrestlers Radio and feel free to mention us. And with that being said, I'm looking at this 216-239 phone number. 216-239. I'm going to go here and see what's going on. You're live with us, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. Anything you'd like to say to Z?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice, and here's your weekly sports report, the Pulse. In the NFL, the Denver Broncos were absolutely demolished by the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks were all over the field, dominating and punishing the Denver Broncos. Now, we all know that that defense, at the end of the day, wins championships. In the NBA, the Cavs are on a bad streak and seem to have no type of energy and don't seem to be on track to what they hoped for was a playoff seed. Also, there's rumors that Kyrie Irving wants to be traded and isn't happy in Cleveland. He stated that he likes it here and plans to be here for a long time. Do we know for sure? We will soon find out this summer if he signs an extension with the Cavs. Today's sports history. In 1980, Larry Bird hit the first three-point shot in the history of the NBA All-Star Game. In 2000, Vince McMahon unveils his latest creation of the XFL, which I believe is the Extreme Football League, and which was a pro football league. In 2011, LeBron James scored 51 points, had 11 rebounds, also dished out 8 assists against the Orlando Magic. In 2013, which was last year's Super Bowl, the Baltimore Ravens survived a power outage, yes, a power outage, at the Super Bowl, to which they edged out the San Francisco 49ers with a score of 31-29. This has been your weekly sports report, The Pulse. Now back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets.
Thank you so much for that report, but I'm going to ask you, what do you think was the most pivotal, the main thing that happened during the game that you might feel changed the whole complexion of the game? for the Super Bowl last night.
May you repeat that
for me? Yeah. What do you feel was the main, like, backbreaker, or what do you feel was the one key thing that changed yesterday's Super Bowl to just go on and give the Seattle Seahawks the win?
Well, the first thing that happened on the first play, I believe, was the fumble, which caused the safety. But then the next time they got the ball, they threw an interception. And after that, it was all over. And Peyton Manning couldn't do anything. And since it was good weather, the defense was able to plant the foot down, be the good defense, the number one defense in the league that they are, in the Seattle Seahawks and Richard Sherman. And they were able to shut down Peyton Manning's wide receivers. And he's a good quarterback, but defense wins championships, as you were saying last night.
Thank you very much for the in-depth sports report. And we look forward to definitely hearing from you next week.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Thank you. All right. God bless you, brother. And that is, of course, a blessing to be able to have that. I see somebody else called in. Of course, I know he'll be holding on to the line like so many others. I appreciate that before we get into a couple of more stories. So I'm going to go to this 216-319 phone number. That's 216-319. You're on live. What's going on with you this evening?
What's good, Mr. Al Porter? This is your boy and president of Rough Stuff Records, DNA Officials Entertainment. It's your boy, Nigga Nigga Knock, y'all. What's happening?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad you called in, because I'm going to say it like this, man. Even though Young Dro didn't show, I was, like, proud when I got to the Agora a couple of weeks ago, because the weather it was so bad with the whiteout conditions, flights and everything else, I understood it. But to be able to see the DNA officials get up there and give a high-powered performance, that was like, it just made me proud. So with that being said, go ahead.
I appreciate that. You know, first off, I definitely want to thank you for coming out, man. It was some harsh winter, but, you know, as Clevelanders know, you know how Cleveland get down in the January and February. So, you know, I do want to say I thank you and appreciate your continued support of DNA Officials and Rough Stuff Records and what we've been doing. And, you know, I just pretty much, you know, had a call and say that, you know what I'm saying? We missed you last week. We had a whole family on the line trying to call in, but, you know, it was bad last week. So, you know, I just want to make sure, you know, I got to you today, you know what I'm saying? And I missed the hip-hop workshop because, you know, of course, on Saturdays I had to work both of my jobs. But, you know, we grind and this is what we do. But I definitely want to send my thank yous and appreciation to you, Mr. Al Porter, has always been, you know, supporting DNA Officials. So, you know what I'm saying, one on the whole camp.
Well, then, that is greatly appreciated. And this is what I'll take the time to ask you. Number one, first and foremost, contact information for DNA.
You can you can call me directly, 216-319-9126. That's my direct number. I am the president of DNA Officials Entertainment and the president of Rough Stuff Records, so that's why I stay busy. We also looking for artists. We have 3 videos out on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and search DNA Officials, and that's with a Z at the end of Officials. Or you can go youtube.com/DNA Officials Entertainment. You can see all 3 of our videos. Shout out to the gang, you know. They came through the studio. I have my own studio. I do my own production. I do my own engineering. I do my own management. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I stay busy. So anybody want to contact me, once again, 216-319-9126. If you can't remember that, just get in contact with Al Porter. And Al Porter, contact me. Y'all can get on my Facebook, facebook.com/ NOCTURNAL 216, or just search Shawn, SHAWN Pickens, and you can reach me there. Or hashtag DNA Officials, or you can hashtag RSR. Everything will pop up, you know what I'm saying? And or you can Google DNA Officials. All of our shows will pop up, and all our contacts will pop up. So right now, we're preparing for this mixtape, DNA on Deck, Volume 1. That's coming out real soon. We're preparing to do our fourth video in February, Digging Me Boo with Ice Pack Loud. We're trying to set up this college tour. And 3-6 Mafia will be coming to Cleveland March 16th. All of them supposed to be here, so we opening up for them March 16th. So, you know, everybody get down, you know what I'm saying? Cleveland support Cleveland. That's what we do. So, you know, definitely that. You know what I'm saying? I love all my supporters. I love all my fans. You know what it is. DNA on Deck.
And I thank you. It's
for
so
sure,
important.
Porter.
All right, brother. Stay up for real.
All right.
And, of course, the one thing I want to add to that before going to that 440-222 phone number, one thing I want to add is that I appreciate the fact that he not only had made sure for myself to come through and represent Voice at Radio, he also made sure that he had a spot open for, of course, Universal Records' own artist who'd been assigned to Death Row, Smooth Gotti from our region, was a special guest. And also I was able to run into 3 Hated. And they have a nice little deal coming out. We've played their music before in our region. I feel that was a blessing in itself for them to be allowed to come through and to reconnect at the same show. And, of course, the legendary group, The Pack, was there. So before I do anything else, we have a couple of more phone calls, people on the line. So I'm going to go and see what's going on with this 440-222 phone number. That's 440-222. You're on live, Al Porter, man in the streets. What's going on with you?
I just called to listen.
Hey, well, I appreciate you for doing that. So we'll definitely put you back on hold. And may you enjoy a couple of other, topics that we get into.
Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. That's the one thing I always appreciate, whoever calls in. I definitely want to see what's going on right now because I think it's a blessing. I want to get to this. This is a very interesting phone number right now. The 352-431. That's 352-431. You're on live. Al Porter, man in the streets.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I actually just called in to listen to see what was going on.
Okay, well, then I'll tell you what. Since you called to listen, before I play a track, I'll get into something that you might, a nice little topic in depth. And
okay.
I appreciate you for taking the time to call in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. As a matter of fact, that's one thing that I feel is very important, is just to respect those people who call in. And with that being said, before I even play the track, I want to get into Monica Phillips, the Love You song. But I definitely have to get into something that's very important also, an update of what's going on in this 216 region that will probably affect a lot of people all over. Because if people realize, you know, the appeals court, they ruled that the traffic cameras were unconstitutional. Now, Cleveland's automated traffic camera system for spotting drivers who speed and run red lights has been ruled unconstitutional. Yeah, about a couple of weeks ago by the 8th Ohio District Court of Appeals, and that was definitely 2 Thursdays ago. Now, the 3-judge panel unanimously ruled that the Cleveland system violates the requirement that tickets issued for traffic violations come under the jurisdiction of the municipal court. Now, Andrew Milley, he represented a Columbus man who sued over Cleveland traffic tickets. It's sad that a Columbus man for Cleveland. But Andrew cites a major victory for motorists. Cleveland has to cancel its program or file the cases they want to pursue in court. Now, Cleveland has already 16 portable cameras, 49 fixed units, and 5 more red light cameras that will supposedly start issuing tickets on February the 6th. But again, Sam Jaka of Columbus sued Cleveland because he wanted to fight the ticket and had to go before a city hearing officer when the venue, as mandated by Ohio law, that's it, you should always know your law, here's a good example why, should be, of course, think about it, the city, of course, hearing officer ruled on behalf of the city's cameras. So Jaka's lawyer feels Cleveland's traffic camera system can't withstand scrutiny in court because they would have to prove that cameras are synchronized and calibrated properly. Also, about a week and a half ago, and this is why you talk about if you know about doing something, you can always change and do something, quote-unquote, the correct way. And I see that 216-925 phone number, so I'll get to you shortly. But if you know the law, you can do something because, you know, there's the Art McCoy radio show. And a week ago, last Sunday, it airs on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. That's, of course, WERE 1490 AM. That's like newstalkcleveland.com. And Rio Wyvon said that she was filing a class action lawsuit against the cameras. And it was beautiful because they definitely brought up Art McCoy's name since years ago before Mayor Norton and EC pushed for red light cameras. In East Cleveland, Black on Black Crime Incorporated and OPN led resistance citing unconstitutionality. Think about that. Now, Art McCoy, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, so Art McCoy, who's the founder of the group and the Black on Black Crime president, of course, by the name of Ernie Harris, debated Chief Spots and Mayor Norton. Now, last year, Black on Black Crime Incorporated members alongside OPM held a press conference to speak on Cleveland's newly installed cameras being illegal. The lesson here is study the law. Hang around those who not only study the law, but work on changing the law for the betterment of all those affected by the law. So I want to definitely thank, once again, the Columbus man who fought the law and fought it correctly, stating facts and all of that. Now, with that being said, I do believe I need to keep my word again before I even go to play a song and see what is going on with, of course, that 216-925 phone number. That 216-925, you're on live. What's going on with you this evening?
Well, my name is Lisa Davis, and I am the Executive Director of Network for Neighborhood Success. And I was calling in because a young man named Chris Clark was supposed to be on your show tonight. And he is part of my leadership program. And I also wanted to make a comment about the lights, a comment about the what you were just talking about and how there's so much of them on the east side. And it's like every other street, there's a camera and especially on Kinsman as well as Union area. They just put two more in our area, the Kinsman by the police department as well as by the and Union. So it's like.
Feel free to go ahead. And I know one thing that might have happened here, and that's cool because I still see you on my line. So, and so does our other technicians. So I'll tell you what, since we already have you locked in here, you can always feel free to call right back and finish your train of thought because I really wanted to have you finish up what you were saying because you're on a roll right now. So this is what I'll do real quick. I'm going to play a track. Like I kind of said I would. dedicate this one out to people who definitely love their community, love what's going on, give things back, including information like a couple of callers who called in earlier did. This goes out to you all from, of course, Monica Phillips. We'll be right back shortly. Our Porter Man in the Streets will give you some events that are coming up, things that have happened, and hear more from the people that are calling through and the next phone caller. Boy, do we have something nice for you. Talk to you shortly.
Yeah.
Not a girl, yeah.
Bubba, love your song.
Number. Before I go to, of course, that 786-488 number, and then come back through to see what is going on with, of course, the 216-239. I need to see what's going on with 216-925. That's 216-925-2003, so that you can have at least a minute or two to, you know, finish up your point. You there?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
216-925. We got you.
Yes, yes, this is me. My phone here somehow got on mute. But what I was talking about, it seemed like on the east side, they have more cameras, and they're constantly building and putting cameras on the east side than they are on the other side of town, especially the north south area.
And you are so right. That's why I'm very thankful that after the one decision came out, we started to see a lot more people follow through. Like Brother Art was saying on the show, what's going to be your response? And when the Griot Yvonne went out there to file her class action lawsuit, everything is making world news now that there are several class action suits going in to at least challenge the legality that this should be at least going before a municipal judge rather than just a regular hearings officer. And so we appreciate your thoughts on that. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not right now.
Then we appreciate you for that. And guess what?
I'm listening.
I'm going to come out. I'm going to tell you, you're our 10th caller.
Okay.
If I'm our 10th caller, then that means all you have to do, we already have everything into the studio and all of that, phone number and all of that. So what we'll do is, if you hold a line, I'll tell you where you'll be able to come through and pick up what you have coming to you on March the 1st. So I thank you again for calling in this evening.
All right.
And while she holds the line, see, we had a couple of people who won something, and I'll tell you what happened. This ties in, and then right after that, we'll get to our 786 area code phone number, and then, of course, our area code from the 352. I want to let people know that, of course, we had our 147th hip-hop workshop 10-year anniversary. It was held the past Saturday. I want to thank all the members from Black on Black Crime Incorporated who came through to, of course, 1899, that's Euclid Avenue. And our next workshop will be on March the 1st, and it's a free family show. And we feature everything from gospel, R&B, hip-hop, and it was a blessing that, of course, Mr. Ronnie B. came through 1008 Vision. He brought Sisters with Soul, Weirdo Spaz, The Dancer, Eastside, Mike Nice, Young Millionaires, Brother Lavelle Thomas spoke very nicely. You had martial arts exhibit, the first time that's ever happened at our program. Mikhail Nube came through, as well as Spoon Gotti, who's been signed to, of course, Universal, Death Row Records. Sister Tammy came through, sang very nicely. You had Major Taps, Black House Sounds, Zaytona the Dancer, and this is what was so nice about it. You had a big band, Serene, that came in from Akron. Remember, I mentioned them. Now, if a big band comes in from Akron, brings regular drums, two mics for themselves, speaker system, two large speakers, amp, aisle drums, that's right, drums from the islands, electric guitar, two types of chimes and a keyboard, they'll be coming back on March the 1st. And that's Large Room 136 of 1899. That is, of course, Cleveland State University. And that's at, of course, 145 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 6 p.m. Silver B was there, the America's Next Top Spinner staff, and the band, even after they were through playing, let certain artists like Eastside, Ronnie B, MC Derek do some live things. So, of course, when she comes to pick up being the 10th caller, we had, of course, thanks to HJS Music, he had Subway gift cards. And those gift cards were given away to 10th callers from our other couple of broadcasts. So Sister Alonda received one, and, of course, Brother Christian. So it's always nice to be able to have a sponsor of a show give something back. So you're about tired of my mouth. So I'm going to give about a minute and a half to this 786. That's 786.
Is this 488? What's going on with you this fine evening?
Hello, hello, Brother Al?
Yes.
All right. I just want to make sure I was on the right phone line. First of all, I would just like to say Happy Black History Month, and I want to let you know, this is Sister Alonda, that we really, really came out and enjoyed the hip-hop workshop this past Saturday. I believe the artists were phenomenal. The lectures were very informative, and it was just a really awesome sight to see for so many positive collective minds to come together on your 10-year anniversary, the first day of Black History Month. It was very powerful, and I just want to say thank you for always having a positive venue for people, an outlet for people to express themselves.
Wow, that meant a whole lot to me, so thank you so much.
All
that's
right, now thank you for having us. And those gift cards went to very good use. We went and had a great family fun night. So, you know, when it comes down to these red camera lights, and I feel that the people of the greater area of Cleveland are truly just being raped and taken advantage of. Working with the Ken Lancey campaign this past election season, he mentioned that if it was not about money and financial economic gains for the city of Cleveland and the higher-ups, why are these tickets well over double and quadruple the price of a regular ticket had a police officer pulled us over? These red camera tickets are going for $100 per ticket, and I'm not even going to get started on the city of East Cleveland, because in the city of East Cleveland, you cannot drive down Euclid Avenue with every other, if not every stop light, a major camera. And they have hair trigger flashes. So if you pass that white line that says stop on red, when there's 3 seconds that you have to stop in rain, snow, sleet, whatever, you're going to get hit with a $100 ticket. That's not fair. And I feel that, you know, we have to look at the justice for all. And where's the justice in that? I'm already in a socially economic disparitive area. How are you going to tax me with a $100 ticket when I could barely afford the regular $35 ticket? So who's fooling who at this point? And I'm not going to get started because I will get heated, because I feel very strongly about it. You know, it's a rich man, poor man syndrome. Here we have the west side of Cleveland, which I drive a taxi cab for Ace Taxi, by the way. And that's just to let you know that I'm not just talking because I drive around on a whim. I drive professionally in the city of Cleveland, all sides of town. Within the suburbs, within the inner and the outer and the urban, all of these areas. And I'm here to tell you that the east side, which is the most impoverished area of Cleveland, is being hit the hardest, opposed to the west side and the suburbs. You can't even see it. There are no cameras in Cleveland Heights. There's no cameras when you go by, let's say, Brecksville. So I'm not understanding at this point, and what can we do about these as a collective? Yeah, a class action lawsuit will be great, and you can sign me up from go.
All right, then. We heard it from you, so we appreciate you for that. And
I appreciate
you
as well.
All right. May you have a blessed week.
You too.
All right. You know something? One thing I can say, though, I was almost kind of hurt a little bit when they came to get their gift cards, because I thought I was going to enjoy myself. What is a beautiful thing to have people show up, and I want to see what's going on one more time. 352-431, anything you'd like to say before we head out?
Well, I used to live in Cleveland. I live now in Leesburg, Florida, and the lady that you just talked to is my niece, and I definitely agree with her about those cameras, for sure. So I listen to you to keep informed on what's going on in my hometown.
All right, then. I promise you, hey, Creator willing, I will continue to do that, and I thank you very much for your comment.
Thank you.
All right. You know, that's the one thing I can say. I appreciate everything. With a little time left, I want to let people know, should they choose, you can always tune in to 646-478-0944. Yep, that's the same phone number that a lot of you all use this evening. It's Hood Talk 2, which is on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. National politics broke down to a local level with Emax the Image and the Royalty Roundtable. And, of course, you can use that 646-478-0944 phone number for Hood Tunes on Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's Music Business 101 with, of course, my man Emax the Image, Andy B., Cheese. And on that note, there are a few subjects I didn't get a chance to get into, but that's all right. It's a blessing when I have people call in and say certain things. That's a beautiful thing in itself. So rather than go into too many other topics, I just want to thank the people from the Spitboxers Freestyle Exam University, because for the about 3 weeks, they decided on themselves to stop having Spitboxers on a Thursday night because there have been a couple of accidents from people coming out in the harsh weather. They wanted to make sure that they looked after their greatest resource, is people. And I want to give a shout-out to all the staff members who made that decision, because it wasn't an easy one, but it was the right type of decision. So with that being said, I thank you all again. We have a couple of things I know we'll be talking about next week. And definitely we'll be talking about why the past 2 years in a row, you can check out the Alfred Porter Jr. Facebook page, has the profile picture of a sheriff's hat, so you'll know I wasn't just talking. But we'll talk a little bit about why I went with the Ravens last year, this year why I went with the Seahawks. There were a couple of issues that came up, and I definitely want to get into a few other things, especially why in the world are people so afraid of everything from the Illuminati when there's simple things. If you follow certain principles, you don't have to be afraid of everything. So with that being said, let's rise and fall, HJS. Peace. Stay blessed, everybody.
Music. And that's just how it is. We all gonna have our good days. We gonna have them days that's not so great. But you gotta search in your heart, and you gotta find your personal reason to keep going. For real. Drama in my everyday life got me so that I'm looking to take off with no direction to know. I wanna blow, but as an underground artist, I'm good. Plant my feet in the dirt and stay repping the hood. HJS, and I can't tell you how this life's gonna end, but I can draw you out a vision with a pad and a pen. Once again, it's time to put it all on the line, and there's a rhyme and a reason when we talking about mine. I'm trying to climb to the highest plateau, but there's some sections to this movie that I just can't show. Don't wanna tell you that my shit is all peaches and cream, but there's a price to be paid when you're doing your thing. It's not a dream. If you can bang it, you can make it true. But there's some dirt 9 to 5 that you got to do. Like pushing through when your arms are sore. There's no victory until there's a war. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I still remember how we used to be. One man, one mission to God. But I'm humble, dog, cause times are hard. I can't spend my days looking back on the past, cause see this life gets away from you fast, and I'm hoping to last. There's so much to be seen in a world full of color, but it's focused on green. I mean, I can't even walk the scene no more. Unless I spend a B.O.L. on my jeans, the mo, it's crazy. How I used to get down, but now I try to keep my feet on the ground, cause I'm loving the sound of the youth right now. I know the future gon' rock and hit the proof right now. When there's a million ways to lose your soul, how about some self-control, you feel me? I speak it till the world is a whole dog, and now I'm getting ready to roll as I rise and fall. I ain't even tripping at all, no, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, no, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I never thought that I would reach the point where I couldn't see light, be surrounded by darkness that's as cold as the night. But see, I'm gifted in my own right, and have to be out on my solo if it ain't right. That's how it is, how it is. Nowadays, and I doubt it would change. No room for misconception when it comes to this game. I understand it well, from the vision to the art, and the only way to get it is by playing your part from the start. I never thought that I would see a million, but establish a base where I can feed my children. Keep on building as I work it from my home. A nigga grown, so I got to get it on my own. Put my beard in, draw lines in the sand. Kick around for a second, then it's back to the plan. Cause man, you could only play the cards that you see, but me, I'ma keep it popping till I'm finally
as
free.
As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, yeah. I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, you know. I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, as I rise and fall, as I rise and fall, as I rise and fall.